V-nail on the fishbowl. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to swim the bowl with me.
You're welcome.
I hope the temperature is just right.
So far, so good.
Awesome, awesome. Well, first, let me just say that I'm a huge, huge fan of your work.
Thank you.
I've been following your career for a very long time. You've worked on some of the most iconic films and films that are just huge inspirations for me. I went to school for screenwriting here in Pittsburgh at Point Park, and I'm in love with makeup effects.
Oh, fantastic.
My first question for you is, obviously you've worked with Tim Burton and Johnny Depp numerous times. What was that like? I mean, what are some of your experiences with Tim and Johnny?
Well, I adore working with Johnny. He's just the best. And Tim Burton's a love. And it's always so great to work with a director who can actually tell you what they need and what they want. You know, a lot of times directors can't really put it into words, but because of the fact that Tim is also an artist, it's much more, it's easily available to me to like to see what he wants, you know? And we work together so many times that, you know, I got his aesthetic, so we always jived really well. So that was always really a fun thing to have.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Beetlejuice is one of my all-time favorite movies. I'm very into paranormal and, you know, ghosts and stuff. So when that movie came out, just the whole concept, you know, was very, very, it was amusing, but also, like, it made you think, you know. And I'm not sure if this is true. I mean, I've heard rumors that possibly Tim is finally going to be doing Beetlejuice 2.
I hear rumors about it all the time, and then I hear somebody say, oh, well, I know that they were doing some pickup shots with some extras or something the other day, and I went, oh, okay, well, yeah, because a friend of mine was on it, yada, yada. Yeah. I still don't know for sure.
Okay.
But they won't be doing it in America, so right. I won't be working on it.
Okay.
I would definitely come out of retirement to go do it again, because it was fun, and I adore working with Tim. But unfortunately, he does all of his pictures now over in Europe. So the last picture I got to work on with him was Sweeney Todd, which was in England. But the only reason I went on that was because Johnny took me.
Very cool. Johnny is just, I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan. I think my favorite Johnny Depp movie has to be The 98.
Interesting.
You know, I love all his films, but that film in particular.
Is it the subject matter? Was that it?
It's the subject matter. It's also the fact that it's done on such like a small budget, and the storyline is so massive. And it's also one of those movies that, I mean, I've seen it over 100 times now.
Wow.
And, you know, yes, I'm a big movie watcher, but every time I watch it, even to this day, I still find something new that I didn't catch the first time.
Yeah, I've seen it once, and I was like, when it first came out, and I couldn't, obviously, you could hold a gun to my head, and I couldn't tell you what it was about anymore. Yes, he's made some really iconic films. I mean, even the smaller ones are always great to watch, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
I mean, Chocolat. I mean, a little tiny film
right,
like that.
Right.
And he was fantastic, you know.
And another film that I'm a big fan of, they've been playing on the movie channels, is Nick of Time.
Oh, yeah. I like Nick of Time, too. That's a nice little film, too.
It's a great, I like that it's in actually in real time.
Uh-huh.
And Christopher Walken is just such a menacing, scary force.
I've done a couple of pictures with Chris. He's a trip.
what is Chris like? I mean,
he's really quiet, but he's actually kind of, he's got a really quirky sense of humor. And the last time I worked with him was like all the way back on Batman, and I said to him, I said, Chris, I said, I just love the way you dance. I said, will you just do a little couple of dance steps for me? And he said, really? And I said, yeah, really. And he goes, okay. And he just kind of like shuffled off and did a little few dance steps for me. And I was like giddy, like a little girl. And it was really cool. It was quite sweet.
I'm very into music also. And I interview bands and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, growing up in the 90s, obviously there's the Fat Boy Slim music video that he did.
Oh, that was amazing.
And when I, you know, I will still watch that music video. Like, if it comes in my head, I gotta look this up on YouTube. Just to make my day like a little
yeah,
happier.
That's a wonderful one. Did you ever see the dance routine he did on the period film. It takes place in the 20s. He does this whole routine where he dances up on a bar and everything. Oh my God, it was fantastic. Was it, I want to say something, it has something to do with cherries? No. Gosh, I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, another fantastic dance routine. He's just so amazing.
Yeah, I'm very looking forward to seeing him in the new Dune movie.
Cool, yeah.
I think my favorite comedic role with him is Envy. Ben Stiller and Jack Black.
Oh, I don't know that. I'm going to have to look that up.
It's hysterical. Ben Stiller and Jack Black are like best friends. They live like across the street from each other. And Jack Black has this genius idea to invent this spray called They Poo Rise. And they spray it on dog poop and it disappears. And Jack Black like wants Ben Stiller to go half and half of him on it with him, and he doesn't. And Jack Black ends up becoming a billionaire overnight and like builds a mansion like right across the street. And Ben Stiller is just like
beside himself.
And Christopher Walken plays this hysterical character called J-Man. And it's just, trust me, you have to see this movie.
Oh, that sounds fun.
he's hysterical.
And what's it called again?
Envy.
Envy, okay.
Very funny. Right. It came out in like the mid, like 2000s. Rachel Wise is in it.
Oh, yeah, I like Rachel.
A few other stars, yeah.
Okay, well, they had a good cast, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. What was it?
Very, very, very funny film. But my last question for you is, two questions, is what got you interested in the film? And I guess like we were saying, what are some of your favorite films?
Well, you mean in general, not ones that I've done, or just other films?
In general.
Oh, wow. Like some of the classics. I mean, I love Lawrence of Arabia, and I've been like weird movies like that. You know, it's like Dr. No. Some of the really quirky old films like that. But when I was little, I used to love watching all the horror films. I loved watching those Universal films. I thought they were genius. I mean, you can only imagine when they came out originally in the 30s and 40s.
Right.
They had to be really scary for people. I mean, because. You know, Jack Pierce was doing makeups that people really had never seen before.
Right.
And that alone was terrifying, as they say.
Well, if you go back all the way to the Donison and Lon Chaney.
Yes, and Lon Chaney, like Nosferatu, all those old silent films, those were frightening, you know?
Exactly.
But when they started talking and like Frankenstein, he was way ahead of his time.
Right, right.
And the things that Karloff, really endured to be in those makeups. I mean, like the mummy makeup, which is like probably my favorite, one of my favorite ones. I mean, he was in that for like 16 hours and stuff. It was very difficult for him to get into that. I think it took like 6 or 8 hours to get him into the makeup and then a couple of hours to take him out at night. But even just that one, and then there was the other one where it was all just caught in the latex and his face was all mummified.
Right, right, right.
Oh my God, that was frightening. So, I used to love watching that as a kid, so I'll still watch them if they come on, you know?
Same here. I mean, the original Frankenstein and the original Dracula, it set the tone for everything else to come.
Yeah, I mean, and the lighting was just so spooky where they lit their eyes, and it was just like, I wish they would do that again,
And I just have to share this with you on the top of the Boris Karloff. I have a script that's published on Amazon, and it's a zombie rom-com, and I'm developing it into a feature, and it's going to combine all the zombie movie universes into one film. But the protagonist, the title is called Grr, a Zombie Love Story, and the protagonist is supposed to be Boris Karloff.
Oh, that's funny.
Only his name is Grr Karloff.
That's cute. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Well, V, thank you so much for taking the time
to
swim in the bowl with me.
You're very sweet.
I hope your temperature is just right.
That's cute. Bye, everybody.